All right. Thank you so much for interviewing with us today. Could you tell me your name and spell it?
I'm Kyla, spelled K-Y-L-A.
And could you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
I just had a cup of iced coffee.
That's the perfect breakfast.
It is.
So let's start off with our first question. When you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on this scale between trust and distrust? And I'd invite you to move this little guy here to where you feel.
I don't know if I'm going to move it much. I feel like I'm pretty trusting of the voting system. Like, while I do think there are like a few minor changes that could be made, I continue to vote and I feel like my vote is going to the right places.
Awesome. So I see you have the little indicator between the middle and the trust side. So can you share the story of why you picked that spot?
As for my personal vote, I'm always voting for every election and I tend to do mail-in ballots, which I feel like is productive for where I want to vote. I tend to vote back at home while I'm at Milwaukee, so I get to vote in my direct area from home, which is really helpful. The reason why I might have a little bit of distrust is just the accessibility to voting. I think that there could be better resources to people who may not have access to voting to be able to vote. And I think a lot of the time voting becomes more of a privilege than a right for people. And so creating resources to make it more of a right for everyone rather than something that only a few people can actually access when it's meant to be for everyone. That's where my distrust comes in with the voting process.
Yeah, absolutely. So where would you like to be on the scale? Are you comfortable where you're at, or would you like to be more trustful?
I mean, I would love to be more trustful. I do like trust with my own vote, but I would love there to be some more changes implemented in the system in order to become more trustful of it, I guess.
So our last question is, can you imagine the conditions in which you could be more trustful? And I know you talked a little bit about accessibility. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
I think it's generally just like the accessibility, like making sure everyone has a say in the vote, and offering those resources to people would be like a good condition for me in order to have better trust in the system. But yeah.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to share today?
I don't think so.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.